Welcome to Chicken Dish Podcast, Episode 6. This is Becky once again coming to you from Chicago. Not live, but you know what we mean.
Hola, it's Anna from San Diego.
Picking her nose.
Mm-hmm. Sand in there.
Ew. So wait, we were just discussing how you're a little fried because you went kayaking?
Yes.
How did that... Oh, wait, and then you wondered why I was creepy and how I knew that?
Right.
There's a little magical thing called Facebook.
I didn't post anything.
No, but somebody else said, have fun kayaking today. And it was on my news feed.
Oh.
Actually, it was because first I saw, I'm sleeping at Melissa's house. I saw your Facebook message to your janky boyfriend who doesn't get to text messages. And you were like, I'm sleeping at Melissa's. And I was like, uh-oh, must have been a crazy night. But then a bunch of photos had been uploaded. Or like a couple, like you, I think you or Melissa.
Uh-huh.
So when I was looking at those, I saw somebody had commented and said, have fun kayaking today.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have some new gays.
At first, I saw just you with these two boys. And I was like, little fella is not going to be pleased with that picture. And then I took a closer look and I saw the eyebrows and I was like, oh, they're ladies.
The one who, I we probably won't stay friends because he seems a little shifty, but the cute, super hot one reminds me of like Asian Ryan Gosling.
Oh boy.
I know. He was like Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, and some kind of Spanish, Portuguese. He's like six different things.
All the eases. He's covered all his eases.
Yeah, exactly.
He was cute.
And then the other one is from Minnesota, so I'm pretty sure we're besties.
Oh, good. Did you just meet them last night, or were you meeting them out?
Yeah, we just met them last night. It was San Diego Pride.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know. I guess it's like the fourth largest in the country.
Huh.
Which was quite shocking to me.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, if you think about it, well, it's probably like, what are the, like New York, LA, is Chicago in the top three?
I think so. San Francisco.
Yeah. So that would surprise me if it's fourth, because I would think LA, Chicago, New York, and San Francisco would be like top four.
Right. Although I don't know that LA's is that big.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe just because it's so close to San Francisco.
Right.
That it's like... That's probably why San Diego's is pretty big, too, because it's like, if you're in L.A., you go north for one of them and then south for the other one, you know?
Right. And then Palm Springs.
Yeah, which that's, I'm itching to get back there.
I know. They had a special
for the Saguaro
the Hotel.
Oh, the Ace.
It's like $77 a night.
They just built that new hotel called the Saguaro. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
I think there's one in, like, Miami Beach, and then they opened up a second outpost of it in Palm Springs, and it, look, it's just super, like, colorful, like, all the buildings are a different color, it's, like, turquoise and bright pink, and, but just, like, the pool looks really nice, it looks fun, it looks cute, and they've had, since they're new, they've had some specials on Groupon.
Oh, I'll have to look, now's the time to go, because it's hotter than Haiti there. So I think it's cheaper.
Mm. But also hotter than Haiti.
Well, right. So. But it's like Vegas. You know, I don't really, not like really walking around.
Although, let's be honest.
Too much.
Not last time we went to Vegas, but the time before. When it was 110.
Right.
Desert heat. Right. That was crazy. Like, just walking from the hotel door to that little pool. Remember,
it beat in an oven.
Yeah. Like, literally, I think we lost a couple travelers along the way. They were just, like, the smaller, less hardy friends were, like, poof, poof. It was Africa. Africa was, like, take your heat back.
Uh-huh.
But it's...
Yeah, that was crazy.
When it's been 105 here and we have the humidity, I guess it's not that much different, so...
It's been 105?
We had, like, right around my actual birthday, like that next, I mean, we lucked out so hard, so hard. I just you sounded like, so hard. Like, you're going to regret this so hard. But we majorly lucked out for the weekend of Chicago Pride because, like, 2 days after you guys left, it started to creep up to the hundreds. And I think there was 5 days straight over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, my actual DOB was the hottest June 28th that they've had since, like, 1975.
Wow.
So I'm, like, literally, that was literally the hottest birthday I've ever had because I wasn't born in 1975.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then it's been, I don't really know. I was in New York all week last week, so I don't really know. I didn't really pay attention to what it was like here last week, but I think we're going right back up to misery again. Tomorrow it's 99 degrees.
Ooh.
Which every time it says 99, it inevitably then is like 3 or 4 degrees higher than whatever this weather app says.
Right.
So, should be awesome. So kayaking.
Oh, yes.
Who did you go with? How did that happen? Where did you
kayak? Melissa had mentioned that she wanted to go because they always had these specials for like going to see the caves and stuff in La Jolla.
Uh-huh.
Or so I found a thing, huh?
La Jolla, as I used to call it.
Right.
Because remember, do you remember, quick aside, in like Teen Bop magazine or like 17 magazine when we were young, like pre-tweens, there would always be these little tiny advertisements to go away to fat camp. Do you remember that?
I remember those.
Okay, apparently I paid a little more attention to that ad for whatever reason. There's always these ads, like, it was like sleepaway, like slumber camp, but it was basically like weight loss camp.
Uh-huh.
And I will never forget, it was in La Jolla, California, but being, you know, 10 years old, I didn't know that that's how you said it. So I was trying to tell my mom about this thing in La Jolla that was like,
oh my God.
There's like a, like you go and it's like a weight loss camp in this place called La Jolla in California. Nobody ever knew what I was talking about. Anyway.
Well, what's funny about that as well is that Mimi Mitchell said that, and this was somewhat recently, that her boyfriend, you know, now husband at the time had said, well, let's go to La Jolla. I'll book, you know, look up this stuff and, you know, we'll book the trip. So she was looking up L-A-H-O-Y-A. She's like, I didn't know it's spelled La Jolla.
That is so funny. Yeah, that's a disconcerting name for the town. But I didn't realize there were caves there. In addition to the numerous fat camps, I didn't realize that there are also caves.
Yeah, apparently. I couldn't really hear. They were trying to give us some history about why there are caves. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah, along the coast, there are these caves. And you can go in one of them. We did go through one of them, which was kind of cool.
In the kayak?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a one-person or two-person kayak?
Nick and I were in one, and then Melissa was in her own solo
day. Oh!
But it was, I mean, there was a group of people. So it was like, there was probably like 10 of us, 10 kayaks total. So it wasn't like she was, you know, single rider.
Is this on? She will be guiding by herself is here. Party of one. That was just on some, like, basketball ex-wife, hip-hop, love, gossip, something or another show. It was on. Uh-huh. It was, like, the ex-wife of R. Kelly.
Who, oh, God, I actually hate that show.
No, I actually like that show because it shows women that aren't beating each other up and talking trash out. Like, they're, like, upscale women who actually can hold conversations. And they
I'm thinking of the other. Isn't that the one where there was a stripper? That must be a different one.
Yeah, this is Hollywood Exes. It's like Eddie Murphy's.
Oh, the one with Prince's ex, too. Right?
Yeah, Prince's ex, Maite. And,
Like, who would marry Prince? Gross.
I know, and she was like 19.
Mm hmm.
And there's a picture, because of course then I had to Google images of the two of them together. Uh-huh. Doy. And there's all these images, and she's like a tiny person. And she,
oh, really? Oh, okay.
And that she's like, sense. Well, but she's like 3 inches shorter than him and all the taller. She's like 3 inches taller than Prince in all the pictures.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, how could you not be taller? I mean, I'm probably taller than Prince.
I think he's your height.
Yeah. Ugh. Ew. It's like a little midget.
I know. He's super tiny.
Midget man.
And, like, it would be one thing if he was tiny and hot.
Right.
Like, who's tiny and hot?
No, but nobody's hot that's tiny.
So quick to judge.
I know.
I'm sure there's, I mean, like, but, like, everyone in Hollywood is tiny.
Yeah, true.
But we just don't really realize it.
But not that tiny. I mean, if you're a man and you're thigh height and you weigh, like, probably 40 pounds less than I do, like, gross. You know, which is Prince. Gross.
Do you think you could bench Prince?
I'm pretty sure. with my thick legs.
Do you think you could do squat thrusts of Prince?
Totally.
What song would you make him sing while you were doing it?
Hell, of course, that one, the one that Julie Roberts sings. The Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Totally that one.
Yeah. I'd make him sing Diamonds and Pearls.
I was going to say, or Peaches and Cream.
He loves an and. He loves a before and after song.
Oh, speaking of tiny, so Monday's really tiny, but we went to go get lunch after, and we saw, not that I would have known this, Nick saw, I should say, or spotted, that Tony Palamalu, guy with the crazy hair from the Steelers, and his son might be the cutest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm sure.
He had Palamalu's hair, but even crazier. And it was lighter, and it looked like it almost had been, like, sun. Like, it was, like, brown, but, like, highlights.
That's my favorite curly...
Ridiculous.
Curly mixed person surfer, like, sun-bleached hair is my favorite hair of all time.
I mean, so ridiculously cute. Like, such a little cutie.
That's the hair I was looking for when I ended up getting the bozo do.
The bozo do?
Yeah.
When uh-oh. Your headband.
When I went in looking like Carrot Top. No,
your
that one.
Headband of hair.
The one, no, not the one where I did it myself, but the one where I went into the salon and asked for subtle highlights, and then I came out and I looked like Carrot Top.
I'll never forget because you were walking at home for whatever reason. Because it was close by.
I was poor and I didn't have a car.
But Russ and I saw you on the street and your hair, it was like glowing.
Yeah.
No, a brown girl's hair could do that.
It was seriously Orangina.
It was like fire across your head.
That was my stripper name became Orangina after that hairdo. And the chick was, the worst part is that the chick was a total biznatch while she, like, worst,
oh, that's right.
Worst salon experience. Like, I didn't even feel comfortable being like, what's going on up top, you know? Because she was just like so disinterested, so rude. And I was like, never again.
Right.
As God is my witness.
Yeah.
Because the cuff did not match the curtains after that one. I was like, what? But I wanted that. I love that. Like, when it's like, you can tell it's natural. Like, somebody was literally just out in the sun all the time. Because you know how my hair, like, back in the day when I would be outside all the time? I don't know if you remember this far back. But
yeah, no, it would be kind of reddish.
Yeah, it would get, like, reddish. It would get bleached out. You know, like, it would definitely have, like, sun...
Right.
When I would use my sun in and lemon juice.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm surprised little fella went kayaking.
I was actually too. I asked him if he wanted to do it. He's like, yeah, that sounds fun. So it actually was, it was kind of hard.
That's why I don't do it.
I could be real sore tomorrow, but.
In my head, it seems easy. Like, it seems like, oh, let's just bob around in a kayak.
Right.
And then every time I watch an adventure show, they're always like, ugh!
Yeah, I didn't really think about, like, I was just thinking, oh, you're going to get in a boat. You're not really going to be wet, you know, for whatever reason. But no, there's waves and
and you get like, covered. Yeah, I said you get covered with water like you're at a log ride.
Yeah, well, because when they push you out, you know, the waves are coming in pretty hard. You know, like, people are surfing those waves. So when they push you out, it's pretty, like, it's a little rough. So pretty much we got soaked within the first 5 seconds of getting in the boat. But it was fun. I would do it again, actually.
You did it in Chicago River, right? Which was gross.
Well, oh, yeah. That disgusting. I thought we were going to get, like, E. coli.
I think you might have. Sure.
There's, like, diapers. I mean, thank God it was at night, because if I had seen what was in there besides the diaper during the day, I mean, I'm sure there's probably bodies. Who knows? Like, so gross.
Duh. There's, like, so many bodies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I remember they didn't tell us, because I think they were kind of dicks. I think it was kind of the end of the season. They didn't bother to tell us that, like, the bigger person should be in the back. Mm-hmm. And I was with Colleen. So I'm in the back, and I had to steer the rudders with my feet, which I could barely reach.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, we have to kayak right past freaking Japanese. So, you know, there's, like, a bazillion people, like, outside. I'm like, oh, my God, dear God, like, do not let us run into the side of Japanese right now.
That's awesome.
She's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. She's like, you better get the rudders right. Like, she's totally yelling at me. And then we realized that we could never be on the Amazing Race together.
Yeah. I remember that, because I think... I feel like we went out and you guys met us after you had done that or something, or like...
Maybe, yeah, because Rich and Scott were with us too, so...
Yeah, like we went out. We were doing something, and either I met up with you guys or we all met out, you guys met us somewhere, because I remember that was your determining factor in the fact that you and Colleen could not do Amazing Race together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, you... Yeah, we didn't communicate well, because she just yelled at me.
Who do you think, in your mind, is your ultimate Amazing Race companion?
Who do I think is what?
Who, in your mind, would be your ultimate Amazing Race companion?
Actually, I think that Boston Mike would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it, because he's a good traveler, obviously. He knows his way around airports.
Totally.
And I don't think he would be, I mean, he'd be competitive, but not mean.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think you guys would really, like, argue or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he'd be fair. Like, okay, you did that. Well, you know, I'll do this. Or, you know, I think he'd be a really good navigator also. Uh-huh. So.
Second only to me in navigation skills.
Right.
Yeah, dude, I had the worst... This week, I drove 300 miles throughout New York in a giant. They were all out of cars at JFK, which, shoot me if I ever go to JFK again. Like, if you ever even hear me whisper about going to JFK.
Really? I've never had bad experiences at JFK.
Farking hate it. Hate it. And I don't know if it's, like, you know, you can just have, I in my head, I was like, maybe you've just always had bad experiences. Don't discount an entire airport.
Right.
Just be, you know, but, like, literally, I've probably only been to JFK 4 times. Every time there has been a horrific, like, catastrophic something. Like, it's just been, like, brutal and awful, and my flight's delayed by, like, 2 days. And, like, it's just always really bad at JFK for me for some reason. So I don't know that it's necessarily JFK that's bad. It's my karma with JFK.
Gotcha.
Like, JFK was like a serf in my kingdom in another life or something. Like, in a past life, somehow we're like banging heads. But yeah, huh. So I got to the, and I hate, like, it wasn't so bad this time when I got there because the weather wasn't so bad. But, you know, like, when you pick up a rental car at JFK, it's like, at least from the Delta terminal, which is where I landed, it's probably, you walk probably the equivalent of, like, maybe 4 or 5 city blocks outside before you get to the air train that takes you, like, 15 minutes to get to the rental car, like, hub on the other side of the airport. And so it's, like, if the weather is crappy, you're literally outside for, like, half a mile walking, dragging your suitcase to the air train.
Oh, wow.
There's no cover at all.
Right.
It's like walking out clear as day. So, I mean, it's not that great that it was 100 degrees out the day that I was doing this, but it's like if it's raining, snowing, sleet, whatever the element is, you're outside walking to the air train thing.
Hmm.
And, like, they let us out on the tarmac. So, again, if it's crappy weather, we got let out. Like, we had to walk outside to get to the gate.
Oh, is it, was it a commuter plane then?
Well, yeah, I was on the Delta shuttle. Mm. You know, whatever that is. Pinnacle Air, whatever the Delta thing is. So, yeah, so, I mean, that's part of it because Chicago to New York, there's so many flights that you get those commuter planes. So you always get crappy gates, crappy, you know, everything. Like, and the Delta terminal is, I guess, like the old Pan Am terminal. Mm. And I don't think they've given it an update since then. Like, they literally just, like, threw some white paint on the walls. They're like, let's go.
Oh, my God.
But when I got there, you, like, go through all of this. And my flight to begin with, I had booked it so that I landed at JFK at, like, 2:50. Because I wanted to get there and get out of there before. I had to drive to upstate. I had to drive to White Plains in Westchester. So I wanted to get out of the city before traffic got bad.
Right.
Or, like, worse. So, of course, my flight's delayed by an hour and 15 minutes. And then once you go through all that rigmarole, they were out of cars at Avis when I got there. To the Avis at JFK. So it's, like, literally 4:55. I'm standing at the Avis.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, fark me. So they end up giving me a car, and they're like, okay, your car's pulling up. And it was a freaking expedition.
Of course.
Like, of all the times to get, I'm in New York.
Right.
I have to drive 300 miles round trip, because I have to go to Westchester, then I had to go out to Long Island, then I was staying in Brooklyn. Like, I have to do all this driving, and I had a ginormous expedition.
You always get the big beast cars.
When I got the Humvee in Seattle.
Oh my God.
And all the granola tree huggers were like, fuck you! Like, I'm like, it's not my car!
Oh my God.
Yeah, and even worse, it had a Pennsylvania license plate. So when I was in New York, so not only was I driving like a complete maniac in this beast of a car, but I look like an out-of-towner, like, I look like I was just day-tripping in from Philly.
I always like that, though, when I get a car with a different license plate, because then if I do something stupid, I'm like,
I'm not from here.
You know, I don't live here, plus it looks like I don't live here, so.
Yeah, it was,
I like that.
It was a treat, but just, it reminded me of, like, how horrible my navigation skills are. Because I had so much driving to do, like, just, you know, and, like, driving through, like, those weird roads in New York. I literally was in all five boroughs within 24 hours.
Right.
It was crazy. So I was holding up my cell phone as I'm driving this giant tank trying to get the directions, and it was pretty funny. But I actually did better than I thought I would. I didn't get too lost.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was fun.
So did you see Magic Mike?
No.
What?
I know. I kind of forgot when we were talking. Like, last weekend, there wasn't really anybody around. So I'm like, I'll go see it next week. I kind of forgot that I was going to be gone from Tuesday through Friday.
Oh.
And then Stacy is in Michigan this weekend. And she's really the only person that I would have to go see that with.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen it yet.
Of course, all the gays that I asked last night, of course they've seen it.
Yeah, well, but you know our gays. They're, like, anti anything that is like that.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because these gays are...
good ones?
San Diego gays are totally different. For sure. They're a little, well, they're more gay. They're more out, I should say, and a little more twinky.
But that's the thing, is that I feel like
in general,
there's a lot of those in Chicago, too. I just can't ever find them.
Right.
I mean, I have a couple. Like, I have Nick Willie. Like, there's a couple. I shouldn't say names. In case they hear this. They're like, bitch!
They're like, Dick Billy.
Yeah. I have Rick Silly.
Oh my God, wait, you have to look at what's going on over here. Can you see that?
Ew, what are they doing?
This little wrestling.
Her cats are making sweet love. Can I tell you, that reminds me, can I tell you a YouTube K-hole that I got into yesterday?
Oh, no.
Dude, it's really bad. Like, I have to limit my YouTube time. I have to look at the clock and be like, you have 1 hour. Because it's like a spiral staircase. Like,
I know.
One video leads you to another. Right. I was looking at, I'm not sure even how I got on this, but I was looking at videos of kittens.
I've done that before.
And then all of a sudden there is a video of a mom cat giving birth to 7 kittens.
Oh.
And I watched it.
Oh.
I could never unwatch that.
How was that?
It's good.
So, who posted on YouTube?
There's a ton of them. All you have to do
Kittens having kittens, or cats having kittens.
Kittens having kittens. Oh. There's a real problem with kitten teen pregnancy.
They're too young. Epidemic.
They need to start passing out kitty birth control at the kitty junior high.
They have a show called Teen Kittens.
Oh, God. Do you watch Teen Mom?
Oh, you know I love it. Okay. I only like the original people, though.
Agreed. Let's get to that in 1 minute, because okay. I have some serious feelings on that. Okay. But yeah, no, it's like, I think the guy, whoever, it was like a family, the one that I was watching, but there's tons of them. It was like cats. I think the search that led me to it was that I was trying to see newborn kittens. I think I typed in something about newborn kittens, but then
gotcha.
Which the first couple were cute, fluffy, like 2-week-old kittens. Right. And then all of a sudden, damn it. I was like, ah!
Oh.
But they were all up. They're like, here comes the placenta. Like, I know. I couldn't turn away. I wanted to so bad.
I kind of want to watch it, though, because I was always jealous. Like, all my friends have had farm cats or right. farm animals.
Got to see
people
that.
People see like litters of puppies or cats or whatever, you know, cows, mm-hmm. horses. I never got to see that.
Same with me. And then I literally turned to graffiti and I'm like, do you feel bad that you're never going to be a mom? Like I felt, I really felt.
What'd she say?
She was like, eh.
She's like, meh.
Right. She made one noise for many feelings, Anna. That's all she has. No, but I was like, looking at her, I'm like, I feel like have I deprived you of the gift of motherhood? Because the mom cat just looked so like proud of herself afterwards, and it was so like miraculous. I mean, I really got sucked in. There was like one like kitten number 7. They didn't know if it was gonna make it because the mom was too exhausted from the other 6 kittens to like reach down to her vagina and pull the last one out.
Oh,
I know.
Wait, that's how they do it?
Well, they slip out in, like, a sack of some sort.
Right.
And then the mom kind of, like, tugs it out and licks it clean, and that's how it gets out of the sack. For those that can't see Anna, she just vomited. Listen, I would have had the same reaction 24 hours ago. But after seeing the miracle of cat birth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was gross. Like, I had to do like the hands over the eyes with, like, one little crack open just to, like I was watching right. a dirty movie with my parents. Because I was like, oh, it was pretty gross. But then I heard there's, like, a little boy watching it with his parents. And I'm like, okay, the little boy's, like, helping out. And I'm like, ugh.
Wow.
Well,
now I'm going to have to watch.
Yeah, I suggest giving it a tune in. Because it is pretty incredible. Disgusting. Yeah, it's gross. I mean, you'll have to do, like, the 5 fingers over the eye on occasion. But it was just, I never knew how, like, kittens were born, what they looked like. And it's just so crazy that they literally slide out like they're on a slip and slide out of their mama cat's vagina. She, like, gives them a couple licks. And then they just literally bounce up onto her teats and just start wow. sucking.
Huh.
And you can see, like, the first one that comes out is, like, the big guy. And he's, like, muscling everybody else out. And mm-hmm. then kitten number 7 was this little tiny runt. He didn't look like he was, like, fully developed. Aww. I mean, it was an emotional story. It was, like, a 18-minute lassie.
Oh.
Yeah. And
Do they show them then when they're older?
No, but in the comments, the guy commented because he actually had to help pull. The mom cat was so exhausted. This is making for a very fascinating podcast right now.
Yes.
it is chicken dish. This is the shit we'd be talking about, I guess.
That's true.
Okay, so wrapping
it up.
Crazy
cat lady.
I know. So the mom cat was too tired from all the other births to actually, like, reach down and pull the other one out. So you could see just this, like, alien-looking sack. And they were like, I don't know, is it dead? Is there a live kitty in there? Like, they couldn't really tell. And then you would just see it move a little bit. And they're like, no, there's a living one in there. She's too tired to clean it. It's going to die. And so the guy who was watching this all happen moved it with his hand over to the mom's face. His face is priceless. He moved it with his hand over closer to the mom's face. And then she, like, kind of, like, opened one eye, like, so tired and looked down and just started licking it.
Aww.
And then ate the placenta off of it. Yeah.
But Thank God we don't eat our placentas.
People
Although
do.
Some cultures do, but...
Americans. There's Americans that do. I think Alicia Silverstone was one of the ones. There's a lot of people that are big proponents because they say that it cures postpartum depression.
I'd just rather take some drugs.
Yeah, they say, like, some people freeze it and then they take slices and put it in smoothies.
Shut up!
No lie.
They put it into what?
Smoothies.
Gross!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I swear to God, I bet there'll be some freaking placenta smoothie place in LA. Fucking weirdos.
There probably already is.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
A placenta smoothie. I've heard it all.
Google that shit, man. There's somebody, it was recently, it was just like in the news. Or not maybe like in the news, but like something, somebody was criticized for being into placenta eating. Some like celebrity.
You mean like they really liked it? I mean, I get the...
All I did was put in placenta S, and there's the first five results are placenta smoothie recipe, placenta uh-huh. smoothie benefits. Oh, it was on Pregnant in Heels, that show.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then this is my favorite result from Google, placenta smoothie taste.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ew, don't look at the pictures.
Really? Too late.
Oh, oh.
Benefits of a raw placenta smoothie. Mmm.
I can't. Oof. These pictures are nasty. This one's like all these veins.
Gross.
Oh my, I gotta stop. I'm gonna get sick.
But it does say helps stop postpartum hemorrhaging and triggers the body to heal and significantly reduces blood loss and gives you an immediate supply of essential vitamins and nutrients. An immediate boost of hormone to begin the healing. And your milk comes in quicker.
Hey.
And no baby blues.
I mean, I could see how, if that's what animals do in nature, you know, if they're licking it and absorbing that, I get that it's probably something that, you know, it's natural. However.
What if I was like, Anna, can you whip me up a quick breakfast smoothie? Here's what I'm gonna need. Go in the freezer. There should be one organic banana, and then if you could, there's like a carton of berries, or some goji berries. And if you could just take like a approximately 3-inch round piece of raw placenta and throw it in there. Gross. Although I'm not 100% that I wouldn't do it.
I'm not saying I wouldn't either, but I just by looking at those pictures, someone would have to do it for me. Like, I would, you know, I would not be making that shit up myself.
You know I can make a good smoothie. So let's put it this way. If you decide ever, if you decide that you are.
Fruit soup.
I love fruit soup. Oh my God, it's so good. If you decide that you do ever want to eat a placenta, I will be the kind of friend that I will actually whip you up a raw placenta smoothie.
Really?
I would do that for you.
Oh.
If you just had a baby and you were like, yeah, I would do that.
Wow. I don't think a little friend would do that, so that's very nice of you.
Well, sometimes
you'd be like, you're crazy.
Some things we need girlfriends for, some things we need boyfriends for.
Apparently placenta smoothies is on the list.
Check.
Oh my god.
Hanging light fixture, boyfriend, check. Making raw placenta smoothie, girlfriend. Check.
Well, I would do that for you too, if you wanted it. As long as I didn't have to look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, like, if you just told me where it was, I would close my eyes, take a scoop.
Take a scoop! That's like when we were in, like, sixth grade and we watched that movie Alive. I was with Jen Cena. And we watched that movie Alive.
Like a scoop of his butt.
And we, there and then made a pact to each other that no matter what happened, we would never eat each other's butts.
Mm-hmm.
Really, can we just make a pact right now that no matter what happens, you and I will never eat each other's butt or any other part?
Or what?
Or any other part.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I think I would just rather die.
I think so too.
Than eat your butt.
What are you trying to say? My butt doesn't look delicious?
I bet it's very delicious and juicy, but
tender.
Tenderoni.
Tender. It's a total tenderoni.
But yeah, that's just taking that too far.
And plus, it's real. Like, it's got to be all fat, because a butt is nothing but muscle with fat over it.
Right. And plus, if you're already dead, like, I'd rather just die. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna try to keep myself alive by eating your body. You know what I mean? That just seems real unfair.
Well, and I mean, I just feel like you can't come back from that. Let me tell you, if I was on day like 20 and my survival hinged on having to eat like some stranger, mm-hmm. and you're already like so mentally in a different place, you know what I, like, I can't ever say, right. I can't ever say what I would or wouldn't do in like a tragic situation like that. All I can do is hope, pray, cross my fingers, namaste, blah, 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 whatever it takes, that never happens, that I never am in a situation like that. However, right. I don't know, like, if it was a stranger, but for me, it would just be, like, if I was, you know, with my best friend and you had died, I just think, I don't even know that I could choke down food, right. let alone a slice of you. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I would be so, like, traumatized already.
Right.
And I don't know that if they're like, no, you have to eat Anna's butt, I would be like, bleh.
Right.
Can't do it.
No, I agree. Yeah, and I'm not saying that I wouldn't eat a stranger's, potentially. I mean, I certainly don't have any qualms about what the people that, where that did happen for real.
Right.
I don't, you know, I think they did what they had to do, but I would not eat your butt.
Virtual shake. Good yes. to know. Okay, so wait, Team Mom.
Oh yes, we went in a way.
I won't even know what to call this one because so far we've talked about placenta smoothies, eating each other's butts, Amazing Race, kayaking, cat birth. We've talked about all that in 38 minutes. Good shit. People want to know what Chicken Dish is all about. It's literally that this would have been 38 minutes in any of our normal conversations.
Pretty much, yeah.
None of this is planned, people. It's just the way we talk. So to Teen Mom, I've found myself recently becoming like a high school mean girl, and I literally retweeted a bunch of mean tweets about Farrah from... I hate her so much! I hate her.
You know what? I missed a bunch of them. The last one that I saw was where she had moved or was getting ready to move. Like, her dad had packed up all the stuff.
Yes. I mean, I literally have only watched maybe the past four, and then I hadn't watched it for like two seasons before that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but it's pretty easy to catch up. Like,
right.
Oh, you still have a baby and baby daddy drama? Oh, okay.
Right. And you're still crazy, right.
But so you know the names of all four of them, right?
Yeah.
Macy, Amber, Farrah, and Caitlin.
And, right.
Caitlin and Tyler, love them.
Oh my god, they make me cry all the time.
I've been on their website. Like,
you what?
I've been on their website.
You have? I've been meaning to actually, like, to say something. Like, I just think it's so great what they did. Like,
I feel like you're getting a little misty right now.
Huh?
I feel like you're getting a little misty right now.
I am. I seriously, every time I think about them, like, it's just, like, such a beautiful thing, and they're so young. To have that kind of insight, I'm like, oh my god. And the fact that they're still together, and they're so cute, and she's, you know, there's all those rumors about her being pregnant again, and she's like, oh my god, she's like, that would be so unfair to the baby, you know, yeah. Like, she's like, oh, well, you couldn't have me, but now you're gonna have another one, like,
happened to me, I remember, like, remember when I got those pictures from my birth mother, and I'm like, so, this chick is, like, 13 months younger than me, huh,
right, but she didn't know you were alive,
well, I know, so she says. I digress. But yeah, no, so I, like, when I first watched season one of that, I was like, so your mom is married to his dad.
Right.
Butch.
Right.
And, like, her mom was quite obviously, like, a meth head, and Butch is, like, in it. Like, so, but then I just grew to love them so much, because I'm like, how are these two so normal, and they're, like, parenting their parents.
Right.
They're just, like, amazing. I love them. Mm-hmm. Love them.
Yeah, and the fact that they did what they did anyway, you know, the parents were like so pissed about it, and you could tell the kids are like, why would we want a child here?
Yeah, like, we don't want them to be raised like we were and have this crazy, mm-hmm, hectic, you know, whatever situation. So I love them. I every time their story comes on, I'm like riveted, because I think they're so, mm-hmm, cute and, like, interesting. And then Macy annoys me a little bit.
Yeah,
but I mean I get
she's okay.
I get annoyed because I hate how attached she is to her kid.
Yeah. No, I would agree.
Like, I, you know, it's just one of those things where, because I don't have a kid, I can totally be like, listen, people who are, like, married and have kids always try to speculate about my life, like, when I'm, you know, single, mm-hmm, and, like, whatever. They're like, oh, must be nice. And you're like, sometimes it's not. Shut up. So I'm going to speculate about that, like, having a kid.
No, I agree.
And just be like, every parent since the beginning of time has taken their kid to preschool. Like, get the F over it.
Right.
Maybe not the beginning of time. Maybe not cavemen. But.
Right.
Like, in the past 10 years.
Right.
Like, every parent has taken their kid to school and dropped them off successfully, and the kid has not, like, died of crying, you know?
Right. Exactly.
And it's just too, like, every time she has to even be, like, apart for 1 second, she's like, oh, I can't even go to school. I can't be apart from Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying.
Yeah, and I think she's obviously got, like, a codependency thing. Like, she can't ever be by herself at all. Mm-mm. You know, she's either got to have a man or she's got that baby. Like,
or both.
Right.
Although I really, really like her boyfriend, Kyle, who looks a little bit like a jacked-up Popeye.
Yeah, I tried to place who he looks like, and you're right, it is jacked-up Popeye. He has, like, a midget head. You know how they have, like, super large foreheads?
Yeah, he looks like he almost has, like, a chromosome disorder.
Yeah.
But he's
got an extra, whatever.
He has 1.5 extra or something. But he's so good with Bentley and so good with her. And, like,
but yeah, how? He puts her in her place, because she's kind of like a whiny, you know, whatever sometimes. And he's like, I'm not going to, you know.
No.
He doesn't put up with it all the time.
Yeah, like, he has to go to school. I'll take him for you. Like, I get that, mm-hmm, this is hard, blah, blah, blah. But he's, like, understanding about the whole relationship with Ryan.
Right.
Ex, who's, like, a total jagoff but hot. I'm sure I would totally have wanted him to be my boyfriend.
Yeah, he's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's super cute. Like, he will be super cute in, like, 5 years when he's over 18.
Mm-hmm. And he's not so doofy. He's just so, like, dumb.
And I'm like, we're
Bentley.
We're Bentley. I'm coming Bentley tattoo. Bentley, I like you. I like you. Kind of annoying. But, like, I don't mind them.
Yeah, they're okay.
So now we've talked about Caitlin and Macy. And now. Choo-choo! All aboard the fucking train wreck that is
Amber.
Amber.
and Gary. I don't know who's worse though.
I don't Amber know.
Or Gary. I mean, Gary is like a fat blob that does nothing.
Like, literally is never off the couch.
Right.
He looks super smelly.
Yes.
He's not even fat and attractive. Like, no. I don't mind a big man if you can get down with the get down, but he's like,
right.
And his mom.
He's a blob.
He's a total. He looks.
You can tell, like, he's got, like, jiggly. You know, it's, like, just all jiggly blob.
What's the purple character from the McDonald's cast of characters? Grimace. Oh. Grimace. Isn't Grimace. Grimace? Yeah. Yeah. He looks like a Grimace. Like, just like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And his mom. And they're so trashy. And, like.
They're so trashy.
And then there's Amber. Like, ugh. Has she ever spoken with her eyes open? She's constantly, have you ever noticed? She's always like, it would just be really a lot easier if I could, like, with, like, and she has, like, a bunch of, like, spears sticking out of her face and, like, her hand, and they all look infected because she doesn't shower enough.
Oh, and her gross nails.
Oh, and her nails.
Her fake nails.
Always with, like, yeah, they look thick and yellow.
Uh-huh. Ugh.
So gross.
You know who she kind of reminds me of? I bet that's what it's like for my brother, unfortunately.
No.
She's Pigs. Piggy.
Ew. Yeah.
Like, that she's, Piggy is that trashy.
Yeah.
Like, yells all the time. Totally psycho. That's totally Piggy. But that baby, she's one of the cutest ones, I think.
It's true, because Bentley's not that cute, because he's just like a little blonde-haired white boy. He's like, he's mm-hmm. fine. I mean, he's not.
He's okay.
I wouldn't kick him if he were on the ground, but he's not like super cute. Or, like, you know, white babies usually bore me. But that little girl Leah is super cute. Hence,
she's so cute.
Hence, proving the theory: the ugliest adults have the cutest babies.
That is true. Yeah, because look at Macy and her hot dad. I mean, Bentley's fine. Like, he's not, like...
Yeah, but he's not ugly, like, oh my god, that's such a cute kid.
Right.
Because I feel like the things that make you cute as a little kid are conversely what make you unattractive as a grown-up.
Right.
Like, having, like, a little pushed-in face and being, like, chunky and kind of, like, dopey is really cute when you're 3.
Uh-huh.
But then you grow up to be Gary.
Right. Yeah, that little girl is going to be super messed up.
And the absolute worst of them all. Like, I have a literal, I have not watched this show, like, I've watched, you know, maybe a total of 15 episodes throughout the entire however many series or, you know, seasons they've had.
Mm-hmm.
And I detest Farrah so much.
More than Amber?
More than Amber. Because I get that
she's so spoiled.
Her parents are cuckoo. Like, her mom's like, baby. Like, right. I mean, her mom is definitely, like, but so Caitlin and Tyler's parents are fucked up. Like,
that's true.
You know what I mean? And, like, they're just so well-adjusted and normal. And, like, Farrah is such a bitch.
That's true.
I mean, but one of those that thinks she's so amazing, like, there happened to be some... Like, after the final rose type thing, after the final baby, whatever.
After the final period.
Farrah, will you accept my EPT test? So there's some, like, thing like that, and they're like, Farrah, so you're still single. And in my head, I'm like, of course you are, because, yeah, you kind of have a great body, but you have a horse face made so ugly by your personality.
Right.
But she was like, until I find somebody who's as amazing as I am, I'm going to stay single.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I hate you.
Yeah, she is. She's pretty bad. And you're right, because her family, I mean, it seems just like from the little bit that you can see, like, they probably have some money.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's well taken care of. In the first season, I don't know if you saw, but she, like, wanted to go out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she never wanted to do anything with that baby and, like, didn't really take it seriously. And she's so lucky that she had parents that were willing to step in and help her out, you know?
Not only that, but then, so she has them do that when she's, like, she first has the baby, wants to go out all the time and party and not have to change her lifestyle. And so then her parents take the baby in, basically are like primary caretakers of that baby for her. And then now all of a sudden that she decides she wants to have the baby, anytime they try to give any advice or say anything, I mean, I can't even, like, it reminds, she reminds me at 21 years old of, like, the worst moment, like, the week when I was 13, you know, like, when you're, like, 13 years old and you know you're just a little CNX Tuesday, like, bitch.
Right.
And everything is like, shut up, mom, you're so embarrassing. Like, she's like right. that, but you're like, I'm like, you're a 21-year-old mother.
Right.
Like, I hate you.
Right. That's true. She is so snotty. She's, like, got the worst attitude, for sure.
The worst. Like, it's so, I can't, it's, like, painful for me to watch because I just, like, her parents won't even say, her dad will be like, so, you know, have you looked into X, Y, like, trying to help her out with something for, like, her new place. Mm-hmm. He took off work, or whatever he does, drives mm-hmm. all of her shit down to Florida for her. Mm-hmm. Drops it off, stays for like 2 days, and then has to fly back and is basically, you know, footing up the bill for all of this. And right. he's like, well, you know, just make sure that you talk to your homeowners or something, like trying to just give some advice. He doesn't even get the words out. She's like, don't you think I know all this? You're so annoying, Michael. And like, she calls her dad Michael.
I know, I don't get that either.
She says it's because her and her sister have two different, I know too much. her and her sister have two different fathers, and so she felt like it was rude to call her dad when her sister couldn't call him dad.
What a weirdo.
I hate her so much.
Right.
I can't watch the show. I mean, I have to fast forward through her parts because I don't like having that kind of hatred in my heart. But, like, I just, I watch her and I need to go to church and find Jesus because she makes me want to, like, literally I wanted to, like, tweet her and be like, you are awful. Damn. So instead I just looked her name up on Twitter and everything, like there's, it's like a 1 to 1,000 nice to like bad comment about her on Twitter.
Really?
You know, because usually there's like, even the people that are like the hated characters on shows, they'll always get like, you're my favorite or whatever.
Right.
There is none of that for her. Like she is universally, no one can stand her.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Made me feel better. Yeah. That's my rant about Team Mom.
No, you're right. She's worse than Amber because at least Amber, you know, is just like sick. You know, like she needs help. She mm-hmm. needs medication. She obviously came from a super trashy, like that's all she knows. She's right. trash. She grew up from trash. That's just what she is. But yeah, Farrah, I don't think was raised that way. And she's just a snotty little bitch. For no reason, you know?
Like, just is the angriest, snottiest, snootiest. Ugh, I can't stand her. I can't stand the way she talks to her daughter. Like, okay. I don't know if you watch, I don't think you watched this episode yet, but they, you know, she bought that dog when she was living up by her parents.
Right.
She buys a puppy. She gives it away because she didn't like it anymore because it was causing too much of a mess.
What?
Moves to Florida and then buys another puppy when she's down there.
Oh my God.
And she takes Sophia to the pet store and is like, she's like, we're just going to go get a fish because I feel like, you know, Sophia needs a pet, but a puppy is too much work. And so we had to give our other puppy away. So they go to the store and then she sees what she thinks is a really cute puppy. And Sophia's like, no, I want a fish. And Farrah's like,
oh yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah, Farrah's like, no, I think you want a puppy. And she's like, no, I want a fish. And then they right. show a picture of her walking out with the puppy.
Yeah, like, she's so selfish.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal. Just because, too, it's like I already, like, those shows, I don't even want to watch it. The reason I didn't watch it for a couple seasons is because I'm like, I feel like I'm glorifying this. Like, teenage girls are looking at these people as, like, heroes or, you know, people to, like, look up to.
Right.
And in our day, it was, like, the opposite. You know, when you found out in 8th grade somebody had French kissed someone, you're like, oh, slut.
Right.
You know?
I think there's mixed opinions about it because I feel like they do show you how hard it is, you know, like because none of them are really together. I don't think there's any, yeah, none of them on any of the episodes. I don't think they stay with the boyfriend. So there's that. They show you how hard it is, especially in the beginning. You know, now that they're older, it probably is a little bit more glamorized. But when they first had those babies, they did a pretty good job about showing how like shitty it is, like waking up every 2 hours and how expensive it is. But you're right. Now that they're a little bit older, it probably is a little bit more glorified because
that's
they
really
don't have to do as much stuff.
That's what I think the shows that they have where it's just 16 and pregnant. I don't think that I think you're right about the 16 and pregnant. That I think it's well, real loud, real loud breathing. I think 16 and pregnant is good because it's like it does show. It's like one episode. You don't get attached to these people as like glamorous celebrities.
Right.
It's just like, here's how much this sucked. My parents kicked me out of the house. We have no money. Like, that's what you need to show because that's 99.9%.
Right.
But when they show Macy, who's driving around in, like, a BMW.
Right.
Living with a boyfriend that doesn't work, who's driving around in a brand new car. Right. And, like, has school paid for and can come and go from school if she wants and can afford, you know, like, gets child support from Ryan. Like, I just feel like that, even though they're a good example in general, mm-hmm. it's just, I think it's, as a teenager, you look to everything in the short term and you're like, oh, well, it might be hard for a couple months, but then, you know, I know my boyfriend Brad and I will stay together through all of this. We'll be like Tyler and Caitlin.
Right.
This will make him want to marry me, you know, whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Agreed. Well, now that we've saw, I think it's been almost an hour.
It has been. It's 56 minutes, my friend. I think we've solved a lot of problems.
We have once again.
Once again. Do you have a things Anna contemplates this week?
I did, actually.
Okay.
Because I was watching American Gangster is on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about drugs. And if drugs had never been brought into the U.S. or even produced the way that they are or whatever, like if people didn't do drugs, just think how different the world would be. I mean, how many people have died over drugs? How many people's lives for the ones that didn't die have been ruined because of drugs? Like, it's just a crazy thing. Like, whoever started doing that and decided to make money off of basically ruining people's lives, like, that's a pretty fucked up thing.
Bum, bum, bum. All right.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So I think somehow, even though I didn't see Magic Mike and I didn't do my homework assignment, somehow we still managed to fill an hour. And I have a list on my phone of other things that I wanted to talk about.
Right.
That we'll just have to save for next time because... I never even got to bring him up, including R. Kelly, the astronaut lady who peed in a diaper on the way to go murder her boyfriend, and polyamory. Maybe that'll be for next time.
Yes.
There's a new show on Showtime that I watched like one episode of.
I saw that that's going to be on.
Yeah.
Crazy. Did you see the L word is back too?
Yeah, like the second season's already done.
What?
Yeah.
It just started.
I watched all the episodes.
No, they just had the first one. This is the third season.
Oh, the third. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it in real time because I kind of forgot about that show. And then, and I also forgot that I get Showtime. And I kind of just remembered a couple weeks ago and I was like, so they didn't have all the episodes of season two. They just had like episode four through like the last one. I just assumed it had just happened. So I just a couple weeks ago watched the last of the season two.
Gotcha.
So season three is already starting?
Yeah, I just I think the first one was just last weekend.
Oh, good. I'll have to try to DVR it then so I can actually see.
Yeah, we can talk about that show too because those chicks.
I know. Is your girlfriend with the dreadlocks back again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Ew! You get crazy eyes.
The TV sex scene in the beginning.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, on that note, steamy sex scene, I think we should say sayonara.
Sayonara.
Goodbye from episode 6. We'll see you in 2 weeks.